Rise and shine, everyone. It's time for Amy's Kids Show. And this is Amy, and I'm here live in the station again today. And it's another beautiful summer day, and I'm ready to play. In fact, our theme today is playing, which I think is just perfect for one of these last summer Saturday days. Because playing, right, is what summer's all about. It's what being a kid's all about. It's kind of what being a living creature on the planet's all about, because it turns out humans are not the only ones who like to play. A lot of other animals like to play too. And last week, you might remember, we had an elephant visiting us. We were so honored here in the studio to have as our guest Anne Elephant. Her name is Anne, and she's an elephant, and she came back to Vermont this summer, visited again for a second time to go swimming. Now, who knew that elephants love to swim so much? That was news to me, and I found out that thanks to their wonderful trunks, yeah, they can breathe underwater, just like that doggy was sniffing, right? They can use their trunks to help them breathe while they're swimming. So we had a lot of fun with Anne last week, and I had a lot of fun taking her around to all the swimming spots in Vermont. There are so many wonderful swimming spots. Well, while we were on our way to go swimming, we passed a number of amazing playgrounds as well. And it turns out that Anne also likes to play in playgrounds, and so do I. I'm actually a huge playground enthusiast. I have been playing in playgrounds since I was probably just born. But I continued to play in playgrounds all the way through being a teenager, even being an adult. I mean, one of my favorite things to do is to hang out in a playground, actually, and to see how many things I can still do, even as a grown-up. Can I still play on the monkey bars? Monkey bars are like my favorite. What about you? Do you guys like monkey bars? Do you like swinging and seeing if you can get all the way across? It does take a lot of practice, right? To build up your arm strength and be able to hold on and get all the way and be tall enough and long enough to reach from one bar to the next bar. Oh, it's so much fun. Yes, I love monkey bars. I also love to swing. I would have to say swinging is my favorite. So anyway, I could go on and on about playing. And in fact, we are going to go on and on about playing. We have a ton of songs all about playgrounds. We even have one by Glen Campbell called I Love to Play Outside. So let's see if you can relate to some of these experiences of having fun and not wanting to go inside. Thank you for joining me on this beautiful day. We'll be back for a story in just a little bit.
Let's play, come on this jazzy Django day. Let's play, oh yeah, rain or shine, we'll have some fun. Let's play, hey, hey, on this razzle-dazzle day. Yap-ba-ba, do-da-da, boom-bam-beedle-yay. Let's sing, come on, let our voices really ring. Let's groove, oh yeah, this happy tapping tune. Let's sing so sweet, like the birdies tweet tweet. Yap ba ba, do da da, boom bam dee dee yay. Let's dance, come on, let this rhythm have its sway. And shake, oh yeah, jump and jive a step or two. Let's dance, hey hey, playing with this swinging groove. Yap ba ba, da da, bam bam beedle-yay. Lion cubs and bear cubs, pups and kittens do it. Baby belugas do it too. Baby chimps and elephants and sea otters do it. Plays the thing, a magic ring. Won't you play with me? Oh yeah. pups and kittens do it. Baby belugas do it too. Baby chimps and elephants and sea otters do it. Play is the thing, a magic ring. Won't you play with me? Oh, let's play. Come on this jazzy Django day, let's play. Oh yeah. Rain or shine, we'll have some fun. Let's play. Come on this razzle dazzle day. Ya ba ba do da da. Let's play.
All the elephants were out at play upon a
swing, swing low. Swing, swing, swing high. Swing, swing low. Like the robin in my window, feel like I can fly away. On a cloud or on a rainbow, I know I'll go. Swing, swing, swing high. Swing, swing low. Swing, swing, swing high. Swing, swing. The heavens, like the balsam growing tall, like the tides that move the oceans. I know I'll go. Swing, swing, swing high. Swing, swing.
We'll be right back. funicula. Joy is everywhere, funiculi, funicula. Hearken, hearken, music sounds afar. Hearken, hearken, music sounds afar. Funiculi, funicula, funiculi, funicula. Joy is everywhere, funiculi, funicula.
It's a perfectly beautiful day for playing, perfectly beautiful day for saying hello. You're welcome here. It's a perfectly beautiful day. It's a perfectly beautiful day for playing, perfectly beautiful day for staying outside and inside too. It's a perfectly beautiful day, especially when friends like you come visiting. Friends like you who make us feel so special. Certain things start happening when you're visiting. When we're together, we're certain to say, it's a perfectly beautiful day for playing, perfectly beautiful day for saying hello. You're welcome here. It's a perfectly beautiful, perfectly beautiful day.
You are all jazzed up to go play outside. Maybe you already are playing outside. It's a great place to play because play and outside, they kind of go together, right? Whenever anybody is outside, no matter what their age, even if they're old or young, it seems like being outside brings out the playfulness in us. Have you ever noticed that? It brings out the creativity and I think that's because when we're connected with nature, we can be in the moment. And playing is all about being in the moment and concentrating on what is happening right now. And when children are playing, well, they're practicing what it's going to mean to be human, right? They're practicing playing. They're practicing teaching each other things and protecting each other. Teaching and protecting are two very important things that kids can do for each other and that grown-ups do for kids. And in fact, all creatures do that, you know, for each other. We learned about elephant mamas last week and how the elephant mamas teach their baby elephants how to swim, you know, very gently, one step at a time, letting them learn how to float and then paddle, right? And so playing and being in the moment and being outside is so important, but a lot of times grown-ups forget how to do that. Have you ever noticed? Right? Because grown-ups get so busy sometimes, worrying about the future and worrying about the past. They forget what it's like to be in the moment. And so in some places in the world, they have very strong traditions that help the grown-ups remember. And I just read a story that I'm going to share with you right now. It comes from this book called Ancient Mythologies. I had some friends loan me this book by Charles Kovacs, and it's a really good book. It's full of all kinds of mythology and stories from all around the world. And it's written for fifth graders, students in fifth grade. So I don't know if we have any fifth graders out there, but I think students of all ages will enjoy this story because it's not only about a tradition, right, where grown-ups learn to be part of nature and be in the moment. In a place called India, when the grown-ups grow up, sometimes they become a hermit. And a hermit is a person who lives in the forest and concentrates on being in the moment. Now, they don't do a whole lot of playing at their age, but it's a way of playing, right? To just sort of sit still and listen to what nature is saying. And so that's the way that grown-ups play sometimes when they go outside. They'd rather just sit still and listen. And that's playing, too. And when we're in the moment, we can act more naturally. And we can do our jobs like teaching and protecting others. And so this hermit does a really good job of protecting a child who is playing. And I just think that's so cool. And he protects him from, well, a bully elephant. Well, what's a bully? Well, a bully is a name given sometimes to people who are not using their strength to protect others. They're using their strength to hurt others instead. And that happens sometimes, even for elephants, right? And we know that elephants are really strong. What would happen if they used their strength, you know, to hurt others? Boy, that could be disastrous. And it almost is in the story, but don't worry, because our friend the hermit is going to know just what to do, because he's in the moment. All right. So this story is called The Hermit and the Elephant. So quite often, men in India would leave their homes and families and go and live as hermits in the forest. They had to live under great hardship, and although they do not do any work, they gave all their time to prayer. However, when these hermits prayed, it was really quite hard work. For hours and hours, every day, a hermit would concentrate his mind on the words of a prayer so that the whole world around him was forgotten. He would not feel heat or cold or rain. He would not feel hunger or thirst. As long as he prayed, his mind was on the prayer and nothing else. Boy, that sounds like playing to me. I'm just going to let you guys know that description sounds just like when kids are playing, right? In the pool or something, and they don't even know they're cold. They just want to keep playing, or they're playing in the playground. They don't even know they're thirsty and hungry and hot and sweaty and need to take a break. They're just having so much fun, right? So that can happen when we're playing or when we're concentrating on prayer like this hermit is. It was this complete concentration on one task so that nothing else entered the mind, which gave these hermits strange powers. It was not just prayer, but this deep concentration on the words of prayer, which gave them the strange power you have heard about in some other stories. And even today, there are hermits in India who still have these powers. Now, I want to tell you a story about such a modern-day hermit. A story about something that a man who had lived in India for many years saw with his own eyes. This man was staying in a small village on the edge of a forest. One day, a hermit came out of the forest and squatted down in the road that went through the village. He was a strange sight as he sat there on the ground. He had a long black beard, shoulder-length hair, and he was dressed only in a piece of rough cloth around his hips. Most of the time, his eyes were closed, and he took no notice of what was going on around him. The villagers, the Indian peasants, treated him with great reverence. That means great respect. They walked carefully around the holy man, and from time to time, they would put a bowl of milk or a bowl with a little rice beside him. And so this hermit stayed squatted in the road, not speaking to anybody for many days. Now, the wild animals that live in the forests of India, the tigers, elephants, snakes, and monkeys, usually stay away from the villages where the people live because they don't like the smell of human beings. But there are exceptions. You know that elephants live in herds like cows, and the elephants which belong to the same herd help each other when there is any danger. But sometimes it happens that there is one elephant who misbehaves. This mischief maker starts kicking or hurting the other elephants with his tusks or pushes them away when they go to drink at the river. But eventually, the other elephants decide they have had enough of it, and the whole herd turns against him. They attack that naughty elephant, and they would throw him down and trample him if he did not run away. But he can never come back to the herd. Such an elephant who has been driven away from his own herd is called a rogue elephant. And once a rogue elephant knows he cannot come back to the herd, he goes mad with fury. That means he gets really mad. He runs through the forest, trumpeting wildly and trampling down everything that gets in his way. Even tigers flee before such a mad rogue elephant. Now, one morning, the people of that village were just leaving their huts to go to work in the fields. As the children came out in the road to play, the terribly loud trumpeting of an angry elephant could be heard. Then an enormous rogue elephant, his eyes red with fury, came out of the forest and charged down the road. The people ran like mad and scattered in all directions to get out of the way. Mothers snatched up their children and took them to safety. But a little toddler was still left in the road as the big elephant came charging down it. In the excitement, no one had paid attention to the hermit. But now, he stood up, walked calmly into the middle of the road, and stood there quietly, just in front of the child. The elephant kept charging, but quite suddenly stopped, 3 feet from the hermit. The holy man did not move at all. He only looked at the elephant. For a few moments, the peasants all held their breath while the elephant and the holy man looked at each other. Then the elephant turned away. All the wildness had gone out of him, and he walked quietly and tamely back into the forest. And the hermit sat down in the road again, as if nothing had happened. The end. Wow, I just had to share that story with you guys. I just think, what an amazing work of magic that this hermit, because he was living in the moment, knew right where to be at right the right time to protect who? To protect a child who was playing, right? Oh, isn't this wonderful, right? Children play, grown-ups protect. Sometimes children protect too, right? And you know, we all might run into bullies while we're out there playing. Rogue elephants and things like that. And so how did the hermit protect the child? Did he use force? Did he use violence? Did he fight the elephant? Yell at him? No, I'm really curious, aren't you? What were they both thinking while they were looking at each other, the elephant and the hermit? Well, I'm going to think about that myself while we listen to these next few songs. This next one is called Guardian Angel, which is kind of what I think we all are for each other, especially when we're living in the moment and being playful. So thank you for joining me for Amy's Kids Show. Let's keep playing.
You've a beautiful, strong heart. I am loving you from inside, with open loving arms.
inside. You've a beautiful, strong heart. I am loving you from inside. With open, loving arms. I am your guardian angel.
that we can all sing and tell together. It's about a good fairy and a goon that's a monster, some field mice, and a rabbit named Foo Foo.
Little rabbit Foo Foo running through the forest, scooping up the field mice, popping them on the head.
And down came the good fairy, and she said,
Little rabbit Foo Foo, I don't want to see you scooping up the field mice and popping them on the head.
She said, Rabbit Foo Foo, I'm going to give you three more chances. And if you misbehave, I'm going to turn you into a goo.
The next day,
Little rabbit Foo Foo,
and down came the good fairy, and she said,
Little rabbit Foo Foo, I don't want to see you scooping up the field mice, plop them on the head.
She said, Rabbit Foo Foo, are you listening to me? Now you only get two more chances. Help me with the curse, and if you misbehave, I'm gonna turn you into a...
The next day,
Little rabbit Foo Foo running through the forest, scooping up the field mice and popping them on the head.
And down came the good fairy, and she said,
Your turn now,
Little rabbit Foo Foo, I don't want to see you scooping up the field mice and popping them on the head.
She said, Rabbit Foo Foo, you have not been paying attention, and now you only get
one more chance.
And if you misbehave, I'm gonna turn you into a goo.
The very next day,
Little rabbit Foo Foo running through the forest, scooping up the field mice and popping them on the head.
And down came the good fairy, and she said,
Little rabbit Foo Foo, I don't want to see you scooping up the field mice and popping them on the head.
She said, Rabbit Foo Foo, this is it. You're gonna get
no more chances.
Fiddledy-five, fiddledy-four.
And the moral of the story is...
Hair today,
goon tomorrow.
Fish and chips and vinegar, vinegar, vinegar. Fish and chips and vinegar, pepper, 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 salt.
Don't throw your junk in my backyard, my backyard, my backyard. Don't throw your junk in my backyard, my backyard's full.
One bottle of pop, two bottle of pop, three bottle of pop, four bottle of pop, five bottle of pop, six bottle of pop, seven bottle of pop.
Fish and chips and vinegar, vinegar, vinegar. Fish and chips and vinegar, pepper, 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 salt. Don't fish and chips and vinegar.
Candy man,
oh salty dog,
salty Candyman.
Candyman.
Salty dog.
Salty dog.
If you're gonna be my candy man, I'm gonna be your salty dog.
If you're gonna be my candy man, I'm gonna be your salty dog.
Little red light.
Little red light.
A little green light.
A little green light.
A little red light.
A little red light.
A little green light.
A little green light.
Our little red light. Stop on the red and go on the green. Don't mess with Mr. In Between.
Stop on the red and go on the green. Don't mess with Mr. In Between.
Careful now. Be my candy man, I'm gonna be your salty dog.
If you're gonna be my candy man, I'm gonna be your salty dog.
If you're gonna be my candy man, I'm gonna be your salty dog, see? If you're gonna be, sing it with me. If you're gonna be my candy man, I'm gonna be your salty dog. A little quieter. If you're gonna be my candy man, I'm gonna be your salty dog. Let's fade it out bit by bit. If you're gonna be my candy man, even quieter. If you're gonna be my candy man, I'm gonna be your salty dog. Just whisper.
If you're gonna be my candy man, I'm gonna be your salty
dog. Quieter
whisper.
If you're gonna be my candy man, I'm gonna be your salty dog. Just mouth the words. Just think the words.
Fun playing with you today on Amy's Kids Show. I hope you've been having fun playing with me. It's just been a blast celebrating playgrounds and playing outside. Oh gosh, I just can't wait to do as much of that as I can over the next week. Playing outside, whether it's in a playground or in the woods, running around or just sitting and listening and watching nature. However you go about playing outside, it's the perfect time of year to do that here in central Vermont. It's still summer for another couple of weeks, and so I just hope that all of you are going to get outside and make the most of it. And I also played a lot of just sort of silly songs there at the end, because of course playing is about using our creativity and using our imagination. And did anybody out there remember that song Little Bunny Foo Foo? Well, I guess this version was Little Rabbit Foo Foo, but I remember Little Bunny Foo Foo. I used to sing that for my grandchildren whenever we had to sit somewhere for a while, like maybe sit in the car and wait, or, you know, sit at an office and wait, sit somewhere and wait for a while with nothing to do. And that's when those little finger puppet songs, you know, those songs that you do with your fingers, like the Five Little Monkeys Jumping on the Bed, or Five Little Monkeys Teasing Mr. Alligator, or Little Bunny Foo Foo was one of my favorites because there is a whole finger play that can go along with it. And that's an important thing to know how to do, right? How to play no matter where you are, no matter what you're doing. Find a way to play and be in the moment. Because when we're in the moment, that's when the magic happens. That's when we're being our best. That's when we're in connection with nature. And everybody does that in different ways. Some people like to run around when they're in the moment. Some people like to swim when they're in the moment. Some people like to write or read or watch birds. You find out what it is, all the things that you love to do that bring you into the moment. And then, of course, make sure that you have lots of buddies around, because that's how we can help each other, right? We can all teach each other. We can all protect each other. You never know when you're going to need to stand up in the middle of the road and calmly and coolly protect somebody, right? Be that fairy godmother, like in Little Bunny Foo Foo, or be like that hermit with the elephant. I really like that example. What were they saying to each other, do you think, when the elephant and the hermit were looking at each other? Just quietly, 3 feet apart. What were they saying to each other? What was it that the hermit shared with the elephant that helped the elephant calm down and be in the moment too, and walk off peacefully into the forest to play? Well, I hope that's what you're going to do today, guys. Thanks for joining me. We'll be back next week. You're the greatest.
Let's play, come on this jazzy Django day. Let's play, oh yeah, rain or shine, we'll have some fun. Let's play, hey, hey, on this razzle-dazzle day. Yap-bap-bap, do-da-da, boom-bam-beedle-yay. Let's sing, come on, let our voices really ring. Let's groove, oh yeah, with this happy tapping tune. Let's sing, so sweet, like the birdies tweet, tweet. Yap-bap-bap, do-da-da, boom-bam-beedle-yay. Let's dance, come on, let this rhythm have its way. And shake, oh yeah, jump and jive a step or two. Let's dance, hey, hey, playing with this swinging groove. Yap-bap-bap, do-da-da, bam-bam-beedle-yay. Lion cubs and bear cubs, pups and kittens do it, baby belugas do it too. Baby chimps and elephants and sea otters do it. Plays the thing, a magic ring, won't you play with me? Oh yeah. And kittens do it. Baby belugas do it too. Baby chimps and elephants and sea otters do it. Plays the thing, a magic ring, won't you play with me? Oh, let's play, come on this jazzy Django day. Let's play, oh yeah, rain or shine, we'll have some fun. Let's play, come on this razzle-dazzle day. Yap-ba-ba, do-da-da, woom-pa-beedle-yo, wo-wo-wo-wo, yap-ba-dam-da-da-da.